AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Ousted Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores have arrived at the federal courthouse in Manhattan. The two are scheduled to make their first appearance before a judge at noon to face drug trafficking charges. Maduro, along with his wife, son, and three others, is accused of working with drug cartels to facilitate the shipment of thousands of tons of cocaine into the U.S. They could face life in prison if convicted. Meanwhile, interim president Delcy Rodriguez has taken the place of her ally. AP correspondent Nandini Gupta has more.
Rodriguez served as Maduro's vice president since 2018, overseeing much of Venezuela's oil-dependent economy and its intelligence service. President Donald Trump said that Secretary of State Marco Rubio had been in contact with Rodriguez and that she would work with the American government. But in a televised address, Rodriguez gave no indication that she would cooperate with Trump and maintained that Maduro was Venezuela's rightful leader.
We demand the immediate release of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores.
It's unclear how long she will hold power. The Supreme Court has declared Maduro's absence a temporary one, and in such a scenario, there's no election requirement. Instead, the vice president can take over for 90 days, a period that can be extended.
A man who broke windows at Vice President J.D. Vance's Ohio home was detained shortly after midnight today by Secret Service agents assigned to his home. The man also caused other property damage at the residence, located east of downtown Cincinnati. The home was unoccupied at the time. The man has not yet been named. Oil prices fell back today while the prices of precious metals surged as markets reacted calmly to the U.S. capture of Maduro. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Tyler Loop missed a potential game-winning 44-yard field goal as time expired, sealing Pittsburgh's 26-24 win to eliminate Baltimore and clinch the AFC North title for the NFL's final playoff berth. Aaron Rodgers threw a go-ahead 26-yard TD to Calvin Austin with 55 seconds remaining.
A lot of gratitude.
Denver secured the top seed in the AFC with a win over the Chargers one day after Seattle clinched the NFC's top seed. Jacksonville clinched the AFC South and Carolina the NFC South. Las Vegas secured the number one pick. Cleveland's Myles Garrett recorded his 23rd sack to break the NFL single-season record. The Falcons fired coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. And Devin Booker's last-second three lifted the Suns over the Thunder 108-105. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.